welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, May 8th. You'll be interested to know. 80 years ago today, in 1945, the world celebrated Victory in Europe Day, marking the unconditional surrender of Nazi Germany and the end of World War II in Europe. This monumental achievement brought immense relief and joy as nations rejoiced in the restoration of peace and the triumph of freedom over tyranny. The celebrations were filled with hope and unity, symbolizing a new era of cooperation and rebuilding. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair this morning with knee-to-waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3-plus feet throughout the morning, offering decent conditions. The winds remain sideshore at 6 mph, keeping things manageable as the day starts. Expect the swell to build in the afternoon, bringing sets up to chest high. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide, when a southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Thursday will be 4 foot at 7:45 a.m., with a 1-foot low tide at 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Friday through Sunday features inconsistent surf with a mix of fair and choppy conditions. Morning sessions start with waist-high waves, transitioning to choppy conditions by midday. Saturday sees waist-high sets, while Sunday offers knee-to-waist-high short-period wind swell. Winds shift from north-northwest to south-southwest, creating a bumpy experience. Overall, expect manageable waves early, but choppy conditions dominate afternoons. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 60 degrees, with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:38, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:54. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing up by mid-morning, leading to mostly sunny skies and a high around 73, with a gentle northwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies, with a low near 58. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog Friday morning, then mostly sunny skies with a high near 78. Saturday stays mostly sunny at 80, while Sunday cools to partly sunny and 74. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the low 60s and high 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, after nearly 5 years, the wastewater treatment plant in San Antonio de los Buenos, Mexico, is treating over 18 million gallons of raw sewage daily. This facility had been inactive since 2020, dumping sewage directly into the Pacific Ocean. Although repairs began in early 2024, delays pushed the completion date from September to April. Surfrider spokeswoman Bethany Case expressed her frustration, but also excitement that the plant is operational and finalizing stabilization to meet standards. However, the sewage crisis continues along the U.S.-Mexico border, with the United States needing to address additional pollution entering the Tijuana River. Now on to sports. In a thrilling game, too, the New York Knicks overcame a 20-point deficit to defeat the Boston Celtics again, taking a surprising 2-0 series lead. Once again, the Knicks rallied from being down 12 heading into the final quarter, cutting the deficit to 7 points with just 5 minutes remaining. Jalen Brunson, the NBA Clutch Player of the Year, secured the lead for New York with under 2 minutes left. Mikal Bridges, who scored 14 points in the fourth quarter, made a critical defensive play against Jason Tatum, who struggled with just 13 points. Game 3 is set for Saturday in New York. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Yankee Stadium, the Friars fell to the Yankees 4-3 in 10 innings. Despite a strong start from Cease, the Padres' bats couldn't hold up. Merrill's homer had a sacrifice fly from Bogaerts tied it up, but ultimately, Iskera's sacrifice fly in the 10th sealed the win for New York. Estrada took the loss. The Friars now sit at 23-13 this season. Tomorrow night, the Friars head to Denver to face the Rockies at Coors Field for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Randy Vasquez, with a 3.90 ERA, takes on Antonio Senzatella, sporting a 5.50 ERA. First pitch is at 5:40 under clear skies, with temperatures around 70 degrees. In top news, the Federal Reserve has issued a warning about rising economic risks, particularly higher unemployment and inflation, as it decided to maintain interest rates. Chair Jerome Powell indicated that sustained tariff increases could lead to inflation and economic slowdown. The Fed faces a challenging decision, balancing between inflation and unemployment risks. President Trump has urged the Fed to lower rates, but expectations for a cut have waned after Powell emphasized the need for patience. Meanwhile, effective U.S. tariff rates are at their highest since World War II, creating volatility in financial markets. In business news, OpenAI has announced it will not proceed with its for-profit conversion plan after discussions with civic leaders and attorneys general from California and Delaware. This decision may complicate its relationship with Microsoft, a significant investor. OpenAI will remain a nonprofit, while its for-profit subsidiary will transform into a public benefit corporation, balancing shareholder interests with public benefit. Elon Musk, a co-founder, has criticized the plan and plans to continue legal action. Although this change is a setback for Microsoft, which has invested $13 billion since 2019, a new capital structure could still benefit the company in the future. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% to about $99,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just over $1,900. And Goetzius Maximus is up 9% to 7 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Eddie Q, Apple's Senior Vice President of Services, issued a startling warning today, stating that the iPhone could become obsolete in the next decade, much like the iPod. During the Google Search antitrust remedies trial, Q emphasized that artificial intelligence could significantly reshape the technology industry. He noted that Apple's decision to discontinue the iPod was a bold move, questioning, "Why would you kill the golden goose?" While more than half of Apple's revenue comes from iPhone sales, Cubely's AI represents a huge technological shift that could challenge even the most dominant companies in the market. And in entertainment news, Matthew Broderick and Alan Ruck, stars of the beloved film Ferris Bueller's Day Off, are in talks to reunite for a new comedy titled The Best Is Yet to Come. This film, a remake of a French movie, is set to be directed by John Turteltaub and will feature a story about best friends embarking on a road trip to find one's estranged son. The actors who first collaborated in the 1986 classic have remained close over the years, previously reuniting in the film Walking to the Waterline. Production is targeted for this summer. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Greek philosopher Heraclitus. And he said, "The only constant in life is change." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.